Dear brothers and sisters, self-action of a man and a woman is a condition of disturbing state at any time. People in their leisure period can think this state in two ways of their own self. To somebody or anybody, at times, this self-thinking is a natural one or pleasure-seeking tendency of that person. This type of natural disturbance will be a pleasurable one to everybody for some time. The same self-thinking attitude or condition at times is erratic in its tendency. At this hour, one may get disturbed mental activity and give way to depression and suppression by their own self-action. This particular function of the self eradicates self-identification in a way, and by doing this action, a person gets his calmness in his bosom. In another term, he gets his pleasurable state of mind and calmness in the head. It is a good exercise. This is naturally going on in some people's mind. The cause for the disturbance is self-thinking. The eradication of the unnatural function is its medicine. Calmness prevailing in the mind is a state. What is the use of this calmful state of a man? It is a question in front of you. When man gets the state of calmness in his mind, only then his organ will function for the better thinking. In this condition, there has been no self-interruption, confusion, and the feeling of non-availability of his required spare time or the real mood of retirement stage of the mind. The above-mentioned condition is natural to all at all times and every time, or accidentally will occur. Kindly make use of the good advices of the old scriptures of this nation. Yoga. It is a meaningful term. Yoga is a Hindu system of meditation and self-control. Self means I, referring me and you. This self-identification, I, will give bloating expression and experience to each and everybody. The second stage of I is ego. A man who has been attached with his mind will become a philosopher. The same person, when he attaches his mind with the air he breathes, will become a yogiswara. The ordinary man negates all these instructions from some reason, or the other, and is attached with his own physical body. It is the cause of all self-disturbances. The physical body identification of a person is only necessary for the time to do the worldly work. Afterwards, physical body identification is not at all necessary. This is a thesis of the yoga practice. Yoga is a religious subject as well as a systematic subject of the Hindus. For the God realization, a person should have the calmness of his mind intact at all times. For this purpose, Yoga is a subject in Hinduism, not only for the religious-minded people, but also to the people of the world. At the time of practice of the yoga science, nobody under the sun has any need for any god. Personal god or any god has nothing to do with yoga. Man's mental ability makes his mental organ perfect for the betterment of the inner body. In the exercise of yoga, people's mind, mental power, and their ability is their main force to do yoga and perform the practices regularly for their better life. In the subject of yoga, asana is a separate terminology. Asana is a Sanskrit word. Its meaning in English is postures. Several types of physical postures make the physical body fit and trim for anything and for religious exercise and the calmness of the mind. All the physical exercises are called the physical training of a man. In Hinduism, this is called in the term Hatha Yoga. Hatha Yoga means physical training exercises. By merely doing asanas regularly with great interest will result in performing yoga. Read about yoga and have its knowledge for your own self-realization. Thank you for all.